This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. As the legislature in Iowa is working, agriculture is already front and center in the early weeks. We recently talked with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg right before lawmakers gaveled in, focusing heavily on the Iowa Farm Act. Now, just a few weeks later, that conversation has expanded as several ag-related issues are already moving through the process. We get an update from Secretary Nagg coming up next.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
As we checked in with Secretary Nagg yesterday for our January conversation, we talked about a broader look at where agriculture fits into the first few weeks of the legislative session, including the Iowa Farm Act and other issues already drawing attention at the Capitol.
We knew that property tax reform, property tax relief, was going to be an issue, and increasing, improving private property rights as it relates to eminent domain were also going to be core topics, key topics that got discussed, and you've already seen action on those in that you've got bills that have been introduced. And look, this is a legislative process. You're going to see bills introduced, then there'll be legislative work that gets done, and ultimately they'll, on both, I believe, there will be a compromise that'll be crafted between all the different versions of the bills that are out there. And that's how the process works. Certainly the Farm Act is now introduced, and we're again excited about that. We did a lot of work in advance to brief folks on it. And it is the compilation of some big issues and some small issues, but shows the diversity of Iowa's agriculture. And that is now also working through the process. So that's where we are. It's the end of January, already a few weeks into session. We've got several months to go, and we're enjoying getting the opportunity to talk about and highlight these issues.
One of the most closely watched issues so far involves eminent domain and private property rights, especially as lawmakers try to balance landowner concerns with any future developments in the state.
Iowans have sent a clear signal that they want to see further restrictions on eminent domain, and yet I hear from plenty of folks saying, you know, we need to make sure that the law does accommodate for things that must go forward or things that need to go forward. Now, how do you do that? Well, So one, you should strengthen and limit and restrict how eminent domain can get used. It needs to be the last option. It needs to be the least desirable option. It needs to be costly, right? And landowners are owed and are required to have certain rights and protections in that process.
Another topic already gaining attention this session focuses on helping the next generation of farmers and how recent tax changes may have unintentionally weakened one key incentive.
Yeah, well, this is something I appreciate that, Governor, that condition of the state speech is prime real estate, if you will. And she chose to take some of that time, that real estate, and talk about beginning farmer tax credits. And so here's something that's a good bad scenario, right? So one, we keep in this state lowering income taxes and eliminating income tax on retirement income. And for farmers, you know, farmers typically don't have pensions in 401ks, but they have land. And so there's been a lot of work done to really drive down or eliminate the income tax that a farmer, retired farmer, will pay. That has then resulted in the beginning farmer tax credit not being as desirable or as impactful as it maybe once had been. So really trying to look at how can we make that through refundability and other pieces, make that something that's more consequential.
We have more on our website at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.